Hello. Excuse me. It's Jeanette over there, please.
Oh.
Hello. Is Jeanette there, please?
Yes.
May I speak with her?
Who is this?
My name is Julian. I'm with the Forestry Commission.
Yeah.
And we have a. Well, is she home?
A what?
Is she there? May I speak with her?
Yeah, she hit a deer.
Yeah, we actually we got a license plate on that, and I was wondering if I could speak with her. May I ask who I'm talking to right now?
Could you hold on, please?
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hello, is this Jeanette?
Yes, it is.
Hello, my name is Julian. Julian
McCullough. Could you please speak a little bit louder?
I'm sorry, what?
Just let me turn the television off.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard me. My name is Julian McCullough.
Yes.
And I'm with the roadside assistance program.
Yeah.
We found a dead deer last night, and we traced it back to your license plate. A cop actually saw
it. Oh yes, yes. It went right in front of my car.
That actually isn't what the cop said he saw. He said you kind of steered towards the deer.
I stopped. I tried to stop from hitting him.
He didn't. He mentioned explicitly that he did not see any brake lights.
Oh, but I did. There was two deer.
Okay. This is an eyewitness account from a police officer, and he also said he saw you laughing maniacally as you were driving away.
I was laughing. I've been crying all day over that. What are you saying? That's bothering me all day long.
All right, well, we still have the financial matter to take care of.
Like what?
Well, it costs quite a bit of money to clean up a deer off the side of the road.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well,
I couldn't help the deer coming in front of my car.
Well, if you knew that it was going to cost you $1,500, maybe you would have dodged it.
Oh, my God, dodge what? How could I dodge it? I was on the parkway.
Ma'am, do you have the $1,500 or not?
I don't have $1,500.
I really think it's the only way you're going to feel better about the whole thing.
I do not have $1,500. Where am I supposed to get that?
That was actually someone's favorite deer. They named it. Their house was right next door to the road.
Yes, but it was right in the road where I was going.
You killed Blitzen, ma'am.
What? I did what?
Mrs.
Yes?
I don't have the heart to keep going. Your granddaughter Melissa is do you know her?
Yes.
She went to the Stress Factory Comedy Club tonight. Do you know where that is?
I don't know, in New Brunswick someplace.
You're right, and what we have there is we have a phone on stage, and we can actually call people and mess with them in front of 300 people.
Yeah. So what shall I do? Why, what's that got to do with me? What has that got to do with me?
Melissa's here tonight, and we're just. I'm not from any kind of forestry commission, ma'am.
What are you?
I'm an amateur comedian.
And you're trying to get me upset?
I'm not trying. I did a very good job, actually.
You know, that's terrible. I don't see how you could do this to me.
Well, hold on. I really appreciate how you'd handle this, because you obviously care a lot about the deer, and I'm sorry that you hit it.
I do. I've been thinking about that deer. I've been thinking about it all day long.
I believe you. Melissa, actually, it was Melissa's idea. Get mad at her. I didn't even want to do it. I was like...
Tell her she's going to find another place to live if she thinks this is a lot. I think it's terrible.
Also, you know what my favorite part was? Trust me, you shouldn't feel bad. It happens to everyone. I don't want you to feel bad.
Well, I do feel bad. I saw the eyes of that deer. Those eyes.
All right, ma'am, I'm really sorry. But can I just let you know that when your husband answered the... That was your husband, right?
Right.
Okay, when he answered the phone, the first words out of his mouth was, "She hit a deer last night."
Yes, because it's bothering him, too.
I'm really sorry that you did
let
that.
Me tell you something.
Your granddaughter thought this would be really funny, and she's been laughing the whole time.
Yeah, well, she's going to hear it from me when she comes home.
All right. Would you guys be able to come to a show? Because we're going to give you 2 free tickets to a show if you want to come join us.
I don't want to go to that kind of show. No, and I'm going to let her know about it.
We'll be very...
No, I don't want to go to a show.
Okay, well, I feel very badly for Melissa now, and we're going to
give her... You feel badly for me because, you know, I've been crying about that deer all day.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you go and forget that this ever happened.
All right. And
all
you're
right.
not a forest
it's
ranger?
It's not your fault.
No, it wasn't my fault. There was nothing I could do.
I know.
I'm lucky. You know, I'm lucky I stepped on the breaker. I might have really been hurt.
We're together. Okay. We're going to let you go, ma'am.
All right. And
okay.
What is this? Some kind of a joke?
Have a good night.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.